Hello and welcome to another episode of Negroes in the Wild. I am, as ever, your intrepid and infinitely curious host, Truly Newly Negro. Today in the wild, we have had an experience I'm not quite sure I can qualify. I'll get into it with a brief summation. This morning I arose to discover the electricity that was delivered to my home here in Caucasia was disrupted due to some accident or other thing. A week ago, the same incident occurred, but it was storm-related. This time, it was related to some irresponsible driver. Regardless of this, as I arose and stepped out of the doors, again without any preparation whatsoever, I was simply wearing regular clothing. I did not have on a body armor, and I did not call for reinforcements. This itself may seem like a slippage in my judgment, but please follow. So I saw the police lights, and like a moth to the flame, I approached them with my hands up, preparing for the end of my life. And what in fact happened instead will astonish you, I'm sure, as much as it astonished me. The officer in question simply held out his hand. Well, first he called me by my name, and then held out his hand in an apparent greeting gesture, and we shook hands and talked about my dogs. I'm not sure if this was happening for other Negroes in the wild, but here in Caucasia, I am, to say the least, flummoxed. Not by the politeness of the officer, but by the general politeness of Caucasia. This is quite a surprise, and in fact, quite different than the many reports that I've heard. Here on the ground, I must say, I'm having, despite this momentary bump, a rather wonderful day here in Caucasia as a Negro in the wild. Join us next week. We discuss all other manner of chicanery and buffoonery. Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support.